In Britain, the last Reliant Robin rolled off the assembly line today. It is a three-wheeled car made by Reliant Motors. They've been making cars with three wheels for 65 years now. The Robin is very small. New, it costs around $15,000. If you've seen it in this country, it was probably in a Mr. Bean television show. Graham Chappell is the national secretary of the Reliant Owners Club. He says he's sorry to see such a well-made car discontinued.
The all fiberglass body is handmade. That's why they cost so much. They've an 850cc engine, and the latest ones are unleaded. It's really a two adult and two children vehicle.
Now, where would the two adults sit, and where would the two children sit?
Two adults sit in the front, and the two children in the back. It's on a two-door vehicle, and the engine goes between the driver and the passenger's legs.
You know, I just can't picture that at all. Would you try to describe it just a bit more for me, please?
Right. Two front seats. In between the two front seats, where the passenger's legs go and the driver's legs go, is the engine. And then at back of those is a small seat which will seat two children. They made three models, one with a hatchback window for the back, one was made into a van type, and then there was one what they classed as an estate, which is similar to the van but got windows in the side.
Now, basically, it's sort of a triangle vehicle, right? You sit in front.
That's correct, yeah. One wheel at the front, two at the back.
So you would see it coming down the road at you, it would have a point.
Sort of. It's not quite gone straight to a point. It is rounded off at the front. So you're talking about the width across the front would be something like 3'6", 4' across the front.
Rounded off in the front.
Yeah.
Can the vehicle with only one front wheel turn in a very, very short radius?
Yes. It can turn it round in, well, your roads are obviously a lot wider than ours, but we could turn round in the width of the road quite easily.
Is the Robin a car that has been made fun of in Britain? Do people laugh about it a bit?
Some do. Some do. There's a comedian what tries to make a lot of fun of it. Jasper Carrot. Oh, he likes to pull it to pieces.
He likes to what?
He likes to pull it to pieces, make a joke of it.
But is it a car that appears to be funny?
Well, to some people, I would say yes. I mean, back in the 80s, I have taken them all over the continent. Amsterdam, Luxembourg, Italy, Austria, Germany. And we have had some really fun watching people look at them. One campsite we went to, we'd got four of us, got four cars. We'd park the cars at the side of the tent, and when we came back from a walk, all we could see were these feet stuck out from underneath the cars. The bodies were laid underneath, trying to find the wheel.
Trying to find the other wheel.
Yeah. We've had some right fun, as far as that goes, with people what's never seen them before.
Mr. Chappell, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
You're welcome.
Graham Chappell is the National Secretary of the Reliant Owners Club. He joined us from his home in Sheffield, England.
Singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin.
Tweet, tweet,
rock,
tweet.
Rockin' Robin.
Tweet, tweet,
blow, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight.